Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 20, and I shall read. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Dear friends, another year is passing by very quickly, and in just about 2 weeks' time, the year 2007 will be over and we will be welcoming another new year. But as one year after another passes by very quickly, we have this blessed assurance, yes, that as each year goes by, we are nearer even unto the Lord. Whether it be the Lord, he takes us home to be with him, or whether it be his soon return, we thank the Lord God Almighty that we can be with him, even as by the grace of God, we are saved by his grace and mercy. So even as each year passes by, we praise and thank the Lord God that we can look forward even to be with the Lord face to face. The question is, are we ready? Are we ready to face the Lord? To be with him? To be before God's throne of grace? Yes, dear friends, are we ready? Even as we look forward to meet our dear Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How to be ready? The Bible tells us that to be ready, we must be followers of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is, we must be believers in him to have the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Believers are the sheep of Christ and they follow him as the good shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 verse 27, there the Lord Jesus Christ says to the disciples, My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Have we heard the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ? And have we responded to the call? And even if we have responded to the call and we are a sheep, are we following him? Yes, those who have received the call of salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ are believers and they ought to be following him. They ought to answer the call to follow the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Even as Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, For even hereunto were ye called to be children of God, to be disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that ye should follow his steps. So even as we are called of God to be his dear children, to be his sheep, are we following the steps of our dear shepherd? But what does it really mean to follow in the steps of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? How have we truly followed the Lord Jesus Christ? This is our meditation this morning. It is a good time for such kind of reflections, even at this time of the year. Reflections on following the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even as we approach another end of the year and as we prepare to begin another new year in the Lord, we need to take time to examine our souls, to search our hearts and see how we have done, even for the Lord in the past year, and to make amends if necessary, if we have fallen short of what that we have not done for the Lord. The psalmist says in Psalm 139 verse 23 to 24, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Truly may this be our prayer as well, that the Lord may search our hearts even during such a time, and to know us, and if we have been faithful unto him and serving him, loving him and following him. The Apostle Paul exhorts believers in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. So it is so necessary for us to truly search our hearts and examine our hearts before the Lord as we walk our Christian life. And especially at the end of each year, let us recount how have we performed, even for the Lord. Just like at the end of the year, many people, they will take stock of their life. They will want to search their lives also, even though they may not be believers. Those people who are in business, and at the end of the year, they will do some stock-taking. Right? They will do their balance sheets and see how they have done, whether they have done well in their business or not, and if not, whether they can do better in the next year, where they have gone wrong and things like this. For students who have been studying, and at the end of their studies, they have to take the exam to examine whether they have truly learned what they are supposed to learn. Yes, all of us, there's a need for us to examine ourselves and to make resolutions if there's a need to do better the next time. If we have not done well enough, even for the Lord, we need to do the same. We need to do the same even in our spiritual life. All the more, yes, even as we serve the Lord, to see whether if we have been faithful unto the Lord God Almighty, even as we walk our Christian life. How have we fared in following our Lord in the whole of past year? How have we done for the Lord? And if there's a need, we need to confess. We need to confess and repent and ask the Lord for mercy and for help that we may do better in the coming year. Or after having searched our hearts and examined our hearts, will we be like what Nehemiah lamented in Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 7? We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments of God, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Dear friends, let us consider and see where we have fallen short and how that we can resolve to do better in the days to come. Let us know what it means to be following the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and where we have missed out, and to ask the Lord to forgive us and to help us to repent and to do better in the coming year. Let us know what it means to be following Christ and to realize if we have not been faithful unto Him as a committed follower of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let us examine what does it take to follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to see if we have done truthfully and faithfully. In our text in verses 17 to 18, the Lord Jesus Christ said unto Simon and Andrew, come ye after me, that is, follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And then in verse 20, the Lord did the same to James and John, and straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in a ship with the hired servants and went after him. Now firstly, here we note that the Lord commanded the disciples to come after him, to come after me, that is, follow me. And the Lord added, saying, I will make you to become fishers of men. The Lord told them that he would make them to follow him and to become fishers of men. They were to leave their profession as fishermen. And now that they were to become fishers of men. From fishers of men, they were to become fishers of men. That is, they were to go and bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to men around, to men who are still outside the kingdom of God, and to help them to come to follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as God and Lord, and to do what Christ is doing. Yes, their job and concerns in life was no more to earn a living for themselves and not for their loved ones, but to share the life of Christ and his ministry. That is, to become his disciples and to be concerned with the eternal salvation of lost sinners, to go and to preach the gospel and to save souls from perishing. and simply putting it for you and me as we apply this in our personal life, it is that we should be involved in evangelism and to be a witness for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, dear friends, what about us, even as the Lord Jesus Christ called the disciples to be fishers of men, even as they were to follow him? Have we been a follower of Christ? Have we been a disciple and a witness of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? How have we shared the gospel with our friends, with our colleagues, with our relatives, those who are still outside the kingdom? In the past year, how have we been a witness for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Have we done a part in giving out a tract at least to those who have yet to know Christ? Have we joined in the church evangelism? Yes, we praise the Lord God that this church does have a monthly evangelism. Used to be led by Brother Money, but now by Deacon Charles, to go out to give tracts to those flats in housing estates in Bukit Panjang. Now, how many of us have ever joined this evangelistic work? How many of us has given our time even to join the group in going for evangelism? Are there 10 or 20 of you who go? We praise the Lord that there was at one time our church was able to join this team. That time was led by Deacon Money. And we went, and there were barely about 20 of us here who were there. Maybe even if we have 30, but considering the number here, 30 out of 300 is just about 10%. What about the 90%? Yes, what about the rest of us? What do we do even when these who have gone out to knock on doors during those hours in the afternoon, on a Lord's Day afternoon, to give out tracts and sometimes even to be chased away by the residents, to have doors banged on them? Even if we cannot go, do we at least pray for them? Do we at least spend some time in the afternoon at our home, in the comfort of our home, to pray for those who are outside there, who are reaching the lost with the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? If we say that we are believers and we are followers of Christ, are we witnessing for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Christ says to follow him, and we are to be fishers of men. Have we been fishing men for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ even in the past year? Perhaps you may say that, but I do give out tracts in my place of work, in my schools, and amongst my contacts. Well, praise the Lord God, that's good. But still, what about others? Have you been fishing men for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Have you spoken a word of the love of God, even the gospel, to your loved one, to your friends, to your colleagues, to your classmates, that Christ Jesus came to save them from the sins? Yes, how far have we obeyed the great commission of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? We are about to celebrate Christmas, and praise the Lord for another time in which we can reach the unsaved even with the gospel. How do we celebrate Christmas? Do we join the world in the jolly making and eating and feasting and giving and receiving of presents? Let us not miss the focus of Christmas. It is a time for us to truly share the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this coming Saturday, you have your gospel meeting. Have we invited a friend to come even for the gospel meeting? Have you been praying for the gospel meeting? Have you been part of this ministry of evangelizing in the church? Dear friends, to follow Christ is to become fishers of men, to lead men to Christ. Yes, to help them to grow in obedience to God's commandments. Have you been faithfully doing that even for the past year? The year is soon over. Yes, let us repent if we have not done so, to follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we have not done enough in this area of being a witness for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, being a fisher of men for him, let us confess and resolve to do more even in the next year. Would you not commit yourself to be a faithful of the Lord Jesus Christ in the coming year? The Lord said to the disciples, come ye after me, or follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. What about you and me? Have we been following the Lord Jesus Christ and to become fishers of men, even as the Lord requires of us? Secondly, we note that the disciples responded to the call of Jesus. In verse 18, we read, and straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Straightway, right away, they forsook their nets and followed him. They left their profession right away and obeyed the Lord's command and followed him. Immediately and promptly, quickly, without a shadow of doubt, but full of faith and trust, they followed the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They let go of what they have and what they were doing. They gave up. They surrendered and they yielded to God's call to follow him. And what did they forsake? What did the disciples forsake? It was all. Yes, it was all. All of their livelihood, the favorite thing that they enjoyed doing. That was what they gave up in humble obedience to the Lord's command to follow him. Now, what does this mean to you and me? It means that following Christ is a matter of both trust and obedience. Yes, we need to obey the Lord's call and to entrust our lives into his care, knowing that the Lord cares for us. No questions asked, no doubt whatsoever. Just by simple faith, we follow the Lord. All ready to follow him and prepared even to yield to God's will, whatever it may be for our lives. They trusted and obeyed promptly. Are we ready to trust and obey the Lord promptly, even as we are followers of Christ? Not just the disciples, but in the Bible we do read of examples of other young men who are exemplary examples of followers of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in trusting and obeying the Lord God, even as they followed him. In the Old Testament, we read of two young men who obeyed and trusted in God so fully, and the Lord God blessed them, Caleb and Joshua. We know of these two young men. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 24, we have the record saying that, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. And then in Joshua chapter 14, verse 8, nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I followed the Lord my God. Dear friends, we know the story of Caleb and Joshua, and the testimonies of their trust and obedience unto the Lord God. And it is because that they followed the Lord God fully and wholeheartedly, as we read in the Word of God here. And the Lord God recognized their faithfulness and their obedience, and they were blessed very richly by the Lord God Almighty. They were the only two out of all the other spies who were allowed to go into the promised land because of their faithfulness in obeying God, in trusting in God fully, as they followed the Lord. How about us, dear friends? Do we have the same trust and obedience in following the Lord? Or have we been lacking in our trust and obedience as we follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? If so, why? Why do we lack the trust and obedience? Perhaps we have not learned to follow the Lord fully and wholly. We say that we believe, but have we truly believed? Have we fully and faithfully believed in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and in his word that he has given to us? How often have we doubted the Lord? How often have we doubted in the Lord's protection, in his provision, in his promises, in his care for us, in his grace, in his mercy? Dear friends, how often when we are called to serve the Lord, we hesitated. Yes, we questioned and we wasted so much time before we promptly yield ourselves even to the Lord's will to follow him and to do what he wants us to do. Before we could say yes to the Lord, many times we ask many questions. Why is the Lord asking me to do this or do that? Dear friends, are we prompt in answering the Lord's call? Let us realize that God's business requires haste. Especially in these last days, yes, as the Lord is returning so soon, let us be prompt in answering God's call in doing His will for us. Let us not be slothful in the Lord's business. How often we are not prepared to surrender to God's will and to give up of our comforts to cooperate with the Lord God, even to go where He wants us to go, to do what He wants us to do. And many times, instead of yielding ourselves and obeying and trusting faithfully in doing God's will, we want to do our own will. Yes, we are not prepared to yield to God's leading, and sometimes when the Lord changes our direction, we are not prepared to follow the Lord in the new direction He's leading us into. We may sing hymns like, lead me on, O King Eternal, and have thy own will, O Lord. But do we truly believe it? Do we truly consecrate our hearts unto the Lord God? Are we ready to bend our ways according to God's will, to trust in Him fully, to obey Him? Dear friends, how have we learned to trust in the Lord? The disciples were told to leave all and to follow Him. And they did. Yes, right away, promptly, they left all and to follow the Lord. Have we followed Him with full trust and wholly depend upon the Lord God in His leading as we follow Him? Have we learned to forsake all to follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Well, you may be thinking, but such kind of calling is for those who are called to follow the Lord, to serve Him in full-time ministry, to truly forsake all to follow the Lord, but not for me. Well, but are we not full-time Christians? And if we say that we are full-time Christians, are we not then full-time follower of Christ? If we are full-time Christians, we ought to be full-time follower of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and prepared to leave all and to follow Him. Whatever that we may be in life is just but secondary. Some of us here, you may be doctors and nurses and engineers or businessmen or teachers or homemakers. But whatever your profession, all these are just but secondary. Primarily, we are all disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are followers of Him, and we ought therefore to be witness for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to be prepared to leave all, even to obey Him and to trust in Him in His leading. A true follower is ready to forsake all that you are doing in your life to follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Of course, we are not saying that you must resign from your work and to go into FEBC and to go into full-time study. But the point is, are we ready at all times to follow and obey Him and to wholly trust in the Lord's leading to follow Him? Dear friends, will you obey wherever He leads you and bids you to go? Will you serve Him wherever He may call you to do so? Or will you think of giving excuses when the Lord calls and not ready to obey Him and trust in Him fully to follow Him? The disciples straight away forsook their nets and followed the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What about you and me? Are we ready? Are we prepared to do the same, to follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Thirdly, we note that when the Lord called James and John, how did they respond? In verse 20, they left their father Zebedee in a ship with the hired servants and went after Him, after the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It means here that they submitted to the Lordship of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and this is a complete identification with the life of Christ by forsaking even family and home and even the loss of income. They forsook all and they left their father Zebedee in order to follow after the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Both James and John, like Simon and Andrew, they left their fishing job and they left their father. They were prepared to leave family and home and loved ones and even the loss of income to follow Christ, to serve the Lord, even to serve Him faithfully. How about you and me, dear friends? Are we hindered by our loved ones in order to serve the Lord, of our family members, or even the comfort of our family life? Are we hindered by all these things in order to follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? When we are called to serve the Lord, do we give excuses because our families, because our loved ones, that they need us? Yes, so therefore, because of that, we decline the call to follow the Lord, even to serve Him. Some of you might have heard of one American missionary who answered God's call to go to a remote jungle in the Philippines. And when this missionary, when he heard God's call to go, he shared the desires of his heart to follow the Lord God to such faraway place with the board of missions, considering his plans to become missionary there. But in response to his call, to his call unto the Lord God to serve him, to follow him, the board of missions asked this question, put these questions to him: what about your children? No school and no medical care there, and in such a remote place, how would they be able to survive? Well, that did not hinder the missionary from going ahead to obey God's call. We praise the Lord God that regardless of the situation there, and he knew it well, he still went. He did not allow his family to hinder his service unto the Lord God. And he went and served the Lord God faithfully, trusting in the Lord God, depending upon him. And the Lord God blessed him indeed, just like how the Lord God blessed Caleb and Joshua. And today we know that his two sons, who followed him when they were young boys, are now serving the Lord faithfully with him. Dear friends, is your family a blessing to you or a burden to hinder you from faithfully following and serving the Lord? Yes, are our children pulling us back from serving the Lord God in the various ministries in the church? There are some who may, because of their children, and both parents have to take sabbatical leave from serving the Lord, just because the child is sick and both parents cannot even come for worship service, to serve the Lord in worship service. Is that an excuse? Or our lack of trust in the Lord God that he will take care of our children? If we follow the Lord truly, we must be prepared even to lift our loved ones into the Lord's, into the care of the Lord's hand. Remember when Peter said to the Lord in Luke chapter 18, verse 28 to 29, "Lo, we have left all and followed thee." And what did the Lord say to him? The Lord said to Peter, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that had left house or parents or brethren or children or wife for the kingdom of God's sake." The love of Christ must be one up above that of our loved ones. This is the cost of discipleship. This is the cost of us who may want to commit ourselves to follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are we prepared to pay this price? If we are not, then why should we murmur even if the Lord God demands highly of us? Well, let us think of how God gave us his only begotten Son to come into this world to save us our sins. If we are not prepared to give of our loved ones, give unto the Lord God and to leave them into the Lord's care and to serve the Lord God, think of how God the Father gave of his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come into this world, even to live and to save us from our sins. Our Lord God humbled himself, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He came into this world, left heaven's glory, to come into this sin-filled world, to live a life for us, a life of suffering, and finally, to sacrifice himself, even to save sinners from eternal damnation. What have we given up compared to what the Lord Jesus Christ has given up for us in living heaven's glory and even of his own life? Dear friends, what have we been giving to the Lord? Even in terms of tithes and offerings, how have we been giving unto the Lord God? Do we bring them with much hesitation? Do husbands and wives have to dispute as to how much to give? How much to offer unto the Lord God? Dear friends, the disciples were ready to leave their livelihood in order to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. How about us? Have we owed the Lord in tithes and offerings in the past year? Have we been robbing God? Remember, the Lord says, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine." You live in houses, but my house is wasting away. Dear friends, how have we been following the Lord in giving faithfully and sacrificially to him? in terms of tithes and offerings, and in terms even of our service, of our love unto Him. Remember what the Lord said unto the disciples concerning the young man with great possessions, who was not ready to give up his treasures on earth to follow the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Dear friends, is wealth hindering us from coming to the Lord God, even from serving Him and from following Him? To follow Christ, one must be prepared, even also to deny himself. Yes, we must be ready to participate in cross-bearing. In Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 38, and when the Lord Jesus Christ called the people unto Him with His disciples, He said unto them, "Whosoever will come after Me, that is to follow Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me." Dear friends, are we prepared to deny of ourselves, our own needs, our own comforts? Or do we still insist on our own wants? Do we always have our interest first? Our own self-interest? Are we always concerned with ourselves and of our own? Have we learned to deny self and sin? Not to indulge in the sinful pleasures of this world? Have we denied ourselves? Have we thought of the many missionaries that are out there serving the Lord God? And even those poor people whom they are ministering to, yes, have we thought for them? Or are we concerned with our own selves, in of our loved ones, of our own comfort? Are we prepared to deny of ourselves, even to follow the Lord? Are we prepared to suffer afflictions, like many who have suffered afflictions for the Lord God, even to serve Him and to follow Him? You may be thinking that you have your own share of afflictions. But whatever our afflictions may be, the Bible tells us that it is just but only for a moment. Have we responded to difficulties and troubles and inconvenience in life, especially when engaged in the Lord's ministry? How have we been responding to situations like this in life? Do we complain and murmur just because of some troubles and difficulties that we encounter in life as we serve the Lord, as we follow Him? Dear friends, are we afraid of suffering persecutions for the Lord? The Bible tells us that if we truly follow the Lord and serve Him, we must be prepared even to suffer persecutions. Yes, the disciples left their father Zebedee in a ship with the hired servants and went after Him. How about you and me? Are we prepared to leave all relationships, even conveniences and comforts in life, even our substances, to follow Him? Dear friends, as we reflect on how we have been following the Lord Jesus Christ, how do we think that we have done? How have we been following the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Has your life in the past year, a life of faithful witness unto the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Have we been diligently committing ourselves unto the Lord God, even to trust in Him as we follow Him, to depend upon Him, to obey the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Have we realized that there are many things that we ought to have done for the Lord, but we have not done so? Do we feel that we have slackened much in following the Lord? Are we not grieved in our hearts that we have not followed the Lord as we ought to have followed Him? Maybe it is as it were that, like a student, after having studied and taken the exams, and when he receives the report cards, and it says that we have got a great F for being fishers of men. Or maybe you have received a great F even for following the Lord God in fully trusting and fully obeying Him. And also a great F to submit to the Lordship of Christ. And overall results is a great F. Will we then be disappointed? Well, we ought to. We ought to be disappointed if we truly have such kind of grades, even from our dear Master Himself. But do not waste time. Do not waste time to feel dismayed or disheartened for too long. Even as we search our hearts, yes, and we know that we need to do amends. Let us resolve to do good. To do good for the Lord God and to recognize our infirmities and to ask the Lord God to help us. To give us another chance, even in the coming year, to plead for His pardon and to ask the Lord God to help us, even to pull up our socks and to press on. The whole new year is ahead of us, and there are many things awaiting for us to do. Many souls who are still lost and for us to reach out to, and the Lord's return is so soon. So let us double up and let us accelerate and press on. Confess and repent and pray unto the Lord God to help us. If we have not done what that we ought to have done, even in following Him, let us make a new commitment unto the Lord God. Renew our life before Him. Reconsecrate ourselves unto Him. And ask the Lord to help us, to grant us the grace and the strength to commit ourselves to truly follow Him, even as His disciples did. Yes, may the Lord help us to truly and faithfully and to obediently and sacrificially and promptly follow Him, even in serving Him, in loving Him, in the coming new year. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God, have mercy upon us and help us, O Lord, even as we search our hearts, even at this time of the year, to reflect on what that we have not done enough for Thee. O Lord in heaven, we pray Thee that Thou mayest pardon us and forgive us of our shortcomings and, Lord, of our slothfulness and waywardness, our lack of commitment, Lord, in following Thee and in serving Thee, our lack of trust and obedience, Lord, even unto Thee. Father in heaven, we pray Thee that You will grant us Thy strength and Thy grace. Truly, Lord, it is our heart's desire to want to be true followers of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even as Thou hast called us, and Thou dost require us to follow the steps of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, Lord, though we might not have done well as we ought to have done so, we ask of Thee, Lord, for Your grace and Your strength to do better even in the coming year. So, Lord, help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.